It's not by every tzaddik we do it, just because this one was the Gemara, the Korban of the Beis HaMikdash, but still, the Tainus was hooked on the Misa of the tzaddik. So you could say it's coming to teach a person after a Hashana, before Yom Kippur, that the old would need to be a tzaddik. So he to try to get to sit themselves and look at you see what the chshivas of one tzaddik is. Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. So the Gemara in Chagiga, Yudbeis on Yudbeis, among you have one tzaddik that is holding up the world. And all the time, it's really the to see the source of tzaddik, the source of a mitzvah, and it's right here for Rosh Hashanah. It's a tainus, but it's a tainus that has a gevaldig limud on the koyach of tzidkis, what a tzaddik could do. As Hashem, today we'll see a couple of inyanim, Shliach Lidvara Veira, to try to be Mazmer, go through a little bit of a Chazara, and also to make a Sikkum of what we saw until now, put it together. As the first Nakuda we saw in the Sugya, in the beginning of the Sugya, was the Rashi and the Tosis. Rashi is Mavur, Yishilaman Diyama of. It would be a din of Yeshliach with Bara Veira, as Rashi says, Meschayim Sholchoi, the Loi Hashliach. The Shliach would be popular.
Sorry.
It's Meschayim, the. Okay, it's Meschayim, the Sholchoi, the Loi Hashliach. And the Taisa Svir is Cholik on Rashi, he learns that the Shliach would be Chayim. So the Shal is, what's the beer of the Machloikis? You say this Digga Machloikis and Yoni Shlichus. When you have Shlichus, what's the din of the Shliach? As the Taisa Svir, Lachoyer is more partial. Array, the Shliach did an Avera, he did a Maisa Mazi. There's also a din of shlichus, but he also did a ma'isa mazik as lechari is chayim mishalim. In fact, the Tosis Yud learns that the ikar chiyuv is on the shliach because he's the ikar ha'isa. You only go to the mishalach and aim the shliach kesef because he's the ikar ha'isa. So shalis, what's pshat in Rashi? As we saw b'shaitai that the Rabbeinu Peretz in Bamitzia Yuramid Beis is speaking about a similar idea, and he says the reason why the shliach is potter because the gather of shlichus is yad shliach ki yad hamishalach. That the yad of the shliach is ki yad hamishalach, as it's kilu the guf shliach is the mishalach, as the shliach didn't do it. Yeah, who is he? He's not Ruvein. He's the mishalach, because he didn't do it. Thus is the chiddush, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, the beer Nevara. As we saw in the Afike Yam, in Chedik Bey, Simim Nun Dari, once we mazver, apizeh, the beer of the machloikis, Tosis Rid, and Rashi, is the Yisodis Diga machloikis, in the Gid Gdorim of Shlichus. What does it mean, Shluchai Shalom Kemoisei? How does Shlichus work? The Tosis Rid learns, the gather of Shlichus is that the Maisa is Misyaches. If it's just the Maisa being Misyaches, as the Shliach did the Maisa, after the Shliach does the Maisa, it's Misyaches back to the Mishalach. As they both did it, the Shliach did it. Literally, the Mishalach, Ki'ilu, he did it. But they both did it together. Rashi Shita is, Ilan Shlucha Shaladim Kemaisai, is not only on the Maisa, it's on the Gavra also. It goes on the person of the Shliach. That the guf of the Shliach comes like the person of the Mishalach. We saw B'doim Elezeh in the beginning of the Sugya of Shlichus by Kabbalah's Get. Bnei Yeshua in Rebov Be'er says, the Chiddush of Shlichus Isha by Kabbalah's Get is because there's a din v'nosen biyada. You have to put it into the guf ha'isha, onto her hand, which is a guf. As there's a chiddush that shlichus is also said on the guf, that the guf is kemoi v'nasen v'yad. As that's the extra shlav of Rashi. Fizeh, being that the guf ha-shliach is the guf ha-mishalach, as he's not himself, he's someone else. And Meila, he didn't do it. It's the way the Afikeyam wants to learn the machlekes, and he's toil a bunch of machlekes and shlichos in this chakira. It's the very Yisaidis de Afikeyam that he has kibbutz the new chakira in Yonah shlichos. How far the kemoisa is, maiso even in the good. Mehelem divrei dafikeyam, which is always a little bit of a problem in these, when you make it into the Yisaidis Dika Chakir and Shlichus, because dafikeyam's told of five other machloiksim in it, and it comes out that all five machloiksim are all tali havaha, and it's different shitas in each place, different mandiyamim. It's not mashma that way, that all of them are tali in this Yisaidis Dika Chakir. But derech klal and derech halimud, it's better to say it's a local machloikis. You don't have to be, all the other shitas are not tali havaha. So Nachum wanted to say a different knesh. He wanted to say a different hesper. That you could learn the machloikis is this maisa is misyachis back to the mishalach. The shaila is when you're misyachis, everyone who learns shlichus is the maisa is misyachis and the kamoisa. If it's a local shaila, when you miyachis the maisa back to the mishalach, could you leave the maisa by the shliach after you miyachis it back to the mishalach? I mean, there's only one maisa. They did one maisa. As either the shliach did it or the mishalach did it. But there's now two maisa. It's only one maisa. If you miyachis it back to the mishalach, you can't say the shliach did it also. I mean, it's only one maisa. It's not two different maisa. As a b'zei halt Rashi, being that the din is you miyachis it back to the mishalach, as kivin shekein, you can't say the shliach did it anymore. Yichus back means we're taking the maisa from the shliach and giving it back to the mishalach. And the Tosis riddles that being that it's ki'ilu he did it, it's misyachis. It's not mamish he did it. It's ki'ilu he did it. In a ki'ilu, you can have a ki'ilu to someone else. You can have the maisa is one person and the ki'ilu is to someone else. It's not a stira. Shaykh to split the two. The maisa one person did and the ki'ilu someone else did. You have similar ideas in other places, in other miksayis in Torah, this nekuda and the ki'ilus, how far you take it. That'll be the machlekes, Rashi and the Tosis. The daimel is that you have an interesting nekuda. It's not mamish the same thing, but an interesting idea, very similar. An interesting idea. The ksais in the Elam Soh and Shin Ben Ches, the Ksais brings down a shayla on the shitas that hold that by shliach yesh liach by shoygig yesh liach l'dvar avera, as the Ksais brings down a shayla that the Gemara in Makis says that on Daf Yud, that if Bezdin sends a shliach to give Makis, and the shliach made a mistake, he was supposed to give, let's say, 30 malkis, and he gave 31 malkis, and when he gave the 31st, it was an extra one, the guy died. As the Gemara is mavur, that the shliach is goyla. Frek the ksais, according to the shita of Tosis, that by shoygig, ye shliach l'dvar aveira, over here the shliach was a shoygig. As the halacha should be yeshliach ledvar avera, and bezdin should be as why is the shliach goyla? This is the big shaila of the ksais in Shin Mem Ches on Shitas Tosis. By shliach, by shoygig, yeshliach ledvar avera. It's a mefurish gemara fakel in Makis. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was very famous, he said at Teretz that there's two pulas of bezdin. The Parsha, the beginning of Shoiftim, says that Shoiftim v'shoitrim titin l'cho b'chol sharecha. Shoifit is to paskin l'halacha, to decide what is the din, is he chayiv or not. Shoiter is to mekayim l'halacha. The daily version is mishtara. Yeah, shoiter. They're the policemen. They're the ones to carry out the din of the bezdin. you wanted to say the din of Shaitrim, he's not a shliach of Bezdin. Bezdin's job is to paskin. The din of giving the einish, it's a din on every yid. That every yid gives the einish. So you don't have to be a shliach Bezdin to give einish. The ksais, on the other hand, learned no. Bezdin's job is not only to paskin the din. Bezdin's job is to enforce the din. Only Bezdin has the power to enforce the din. No one else in the world, even after the psak of Bezdin, could go ahead and carry out the einish of Bezdin. But the Yisrael Salanter argued on the ksais in this nakuda. As the pre Yitzchak, Talmud of Rabbi Sol Salanta, he brings down the teretz of Rabbi Sol Salanta, and then he says another teretz of his own, which the Dvar Avram says also. An interesting teretz. He brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin. He keyu asara bnei adam. Ten people take a stick and they hit a person, and the person dies. He keyu asara bnei adam. The Chachamim hold your potter. As he says over here, if he's a shliach, he's a shliach of three people in Bezdin. As it's kilu, three people hit him and three people killed him. As it's a ptur of akoa sar bnei adam. Thus tainet the pri Yitzchak, the Dvar Avram, agar interesant the shayim, meaning there's three mashalchim and one shliach. As how do we look at it? We look at it kielu shtuchah shal adam kemaisai. As when we yachis it back three times, as it's kielu three people hit him, and it has a ptur of hako asara bnei adam. Yeah. As they understood, if you misyachis shlichus back, even though it's one maisa, but when you misyachis it back, it's kielu three different people hit him. Yeah. And that's gar arizi yechidish. Pashtis, as why do they learn that way? Because they learn, well, if it's just misyachis back, it's ki'ilu, as now it's ki'ilu, three different people hit him. Oh. But you could taina that, no, it's one hakav. It's not hakav. That one hakav is misyachis equally to die in one, die in two, and die in three. Oh, it's not three different hakois. It's not three different ma'isa hakois. But you can't sushtel it to ko shloisha bnei adam, where each one is doing another koyach. Yeah. So that's a very interesting style. And when you miyachis the ma'isa back, how do you do it? And that's what the yesod we saw once, that his yachsos doesn't change what the ma'isa is. You could take the ma'isa and bring it back. You can't paint a new picture in the maisa. You can't turn one maisa into three different people, three different maisa. That you can't do. Okay, because that's one big yisoid in the sugya. The chedek of the shliach. What's the din of the shliach? The shliach of the Dvar Avram. Another big yisoid we saw was what's the din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? The maskana l'alocha of the old Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You learn the sugya over here. There's a Shamay Azokin according to Tuman Diyomrim that holds Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. It's a Yedua. But we hold l'alocha Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera Svara. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Shoyvim. As if you learn, this is a good example, if you learn Daf Yaimi, Omid Yaimi, you would come out of the Gemara and you would say, it's a Svara, Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mi, Shaivin. Lemaisa, Taisus, and Bab Mitzia, and Mechaya the Ritva, Amavur, that Lemaskana, it's a Xeris Akosiv. Taisus, and Bab Mitzia, Yud Amid Bey says, you either learn it out of Shneksum, Mabayim Kechot, Ein Malamdin, or you learn it out of Ahu. As the Taisus is a Chiddush. Now that we learned the Sugya, the Gemara only used Ahu, Lefila Mandiyama, Shneksu, Mabayim, Keachon, Malamdin, which is loyally the Dehilchasa. Taisus took it and used it even Lididan. The other marker of Taisus is Shneksu, Mabayim, Keachon, Ein Malamdin. Like we saw, the Nadi Yehuda learns Vidas Taisus. That Ein Malamdin means that why did the Torah wrote two? It must be it's teaching us all over the halachas differently. We we saw Tosis in many places, even in Baba Metzion Daf Yud. Over here in Baba Kama, Ayin Tes says that it's Nishum Divrei HaRav. As we saw Vais Techois in Tosis, that even if it's a Gzeres HaKosiv, but the Gedder of the Gzeres HaKosiv, the time made the Krah, the Gedder of the Pasuk is Mishum Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Rishon. That's what you see in Tosis. Rather, this is a marker that Divrei HaRav is not a Svar Pshuta. You need a Pasuk to be Megale. Thus is the one Nakuta. What is the Svara of Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Rishonim? As there's one Svara, which is Husker in the Rishonim and the Achreinim, the Tosis Rosh, the Tosis Shans, in Bab Metzia Daf, Kudamit Beis, the Sma, the Choshe Mishpat, the Shar HaMelech, that Savalti Shalai Yishmalai, that the Mishalech has a Taina, Savalti Shalai Yishmalai, as we can't be Machayev the Mishalech, because he has a taina, I thought he wouldn't listen to me. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. I thought he wasn't going to listen to me. And we saw two ways of understanding. One way, it's not a pashia, because he can't give him an einish. Another way, it's felt in the minui, because he thought he wouldn't listen to him. Of its achsarin in the mishalach, that was one way of learning. Reb Nochum and Reb Shmuel, Amachadish Bedas Rashi, in Bamitzia Yuramid Beis, a new Mahalach. Rashi says it's a din in the Shliach, Loi Hoya Loi Lasses. It's because the Shliach, Loi Hoya Loi Lasses, he's not called the Shliach. The Shail is, what's Pshat in Rashi? So he was Loi Hoya Loi Lasses. Why does that make him a Shliach? As Reb Nochum was Masbir, which is a big Yisrael in Shlichus that we saw over and over again, that the Machayiv of Shlichach Ledvar Avera is the Minoi. That's what he brought the sheet, the Lenei, the Lemi, the Asraz, the Shas, the Minoi. He brought Rishainim, that Shoigig, Mezid, is Tali, Bishas, HaMinoi. That the Minoi is what's Machayim you. And that's why the Gemara uses a Lashon, Al Koldval Pesha, the Rabbi Shlia, Frek the Marid. Aye, why is it Dvar Shlichus? It's a Maisa. So Nachum said it's the Minoi, the Divrei Minoi that's Machayim you. What's the word that the Minoi is Mechayiv you? What's the reason why the Maisa, the Shliach, is Mesiaches to you? He's doing it, it's not you doing it. As the word is, because you're goyrim him to do it, it's Ki'ilu, it's your Maisa. How are you goyrim him to do it? With your Minoi. Are you telling him to do it? That's the way you're goyrim to do it. And that makes it the Maisa is Mesiaches back to you. There is the big Yisoid of Renochem of Minoi Shlichus. That's the Yisoid of the Mechayiv of Shliach of the Oynish, and that's the Yisoid of the Mais and Nisiachas. Then we could say, Epshan and Rashi is that that's only when the Minui is a Siva for you to listen to him. But Lu Yi, it's not a Siva for you to listen to him, because Hashem's telling you not to listen to him, or you shouldn't listen to him, as his Minui is not a Goyim for you to do it. As you could ask, what do you mean? Lamaisa, I did it because I listened to him. But that's not called he was goyrim it. You decided you wanted to listen, but you didn't have to listen. What he said is not machayiv you. It's like, let's say you would get up and he didn't tell you to do it, and you would say, oh, I know that he would want me to do this. He's been waiting for me to do this aveir with him for years. That's not a mivu. Are you doing it for him? That's not enough. It has to be his dibur caused you to do it. As that's what you need, that his dibur should be a pasiva. That was the... As lefi, from Nochum, the shliach is not nishtalach from the mishtalach. It's a chsaron in the shliach. He doesn't become a shliach of love. He wanted to be toile in this nekuda. What the Chaim declares and what the Chassan of Ein Shlichus Lidvar Avera. Where you say this, the Reb Chaim in stencil in Bamitzia Yudavid Beis. He declares, what does it mean, Ein Shlichus Lidvar Avera? Does it mean that the Mishalach doesn't get an Oynish? Or does it mean that the Shlichus is not Chal by Lidvar Avera? And he dons, he says, the Lashon of Agam are Ein Shlichus Lidvar Avera. It's Mashmet Chassan in the Guf HaShlichus. The Shlichus is not Chal. However, the Lashon of the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yod is Someone else should do the chet and you should get the oinish. How could it be? Mashmat's a din in the oinish. As mitzad the diukim, Reb Chaim is medayekan. So what do you do, stam, when you have a steer in the diukim? We're going to see it's a chakira, it's a machlekes rishonim. So what do you do with the steer in the diukim? Huh? Nochum used to say another mashal. You can appreciate in the mirror. He used to say that a mashal is like a deer is like a peg that you knock into the wall to hang something up on. As you put your hat on it, your jacket on it, it works. But if you want to put like a real heavy thing on it, a suitcase on it, falls out of the wall. Oh. As he says that the diag, when you're toiling it, you have something good to put on it, to be toiled on it. The diag's good, but when you put on something too heavy, it loses its weight. The kids say, okay, right here. I really had a different gifur, not that shot. But, okay. It would seem like both of them are true. That's what I meant to be miramis, but they both have an emes to it. Shaila is how to do it, but okay. As that's the duke of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it's totally on the two terutzim of Tosis and Bava Metzia. Tosis and Bava Metzia talks about a koyin which sends Yisrael to be Makadish and Grusha. And ain't Shliach with Varavera, if he wants out of the Gemara. The Shaila is the Kedushin Chal. One side of Tosis is the Kohen doesn't get Malkus, but the Kedushin is Chal. The other side of Tosis is that the Kedushin is not Chal. Voskeita the Machloikis. The Machloikis is, Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, is it a Chsarin in the Oynish, or is it a Chsarin in the Shlichus? The side of Tosis that the Kedushin is Chal holds that it's just a Chsarin in the Shlichus. The side of Tosis that holds that the toinish is, he doesn't get toinish, the mission is chal, it's just a chsarn in oinish. The other side of Tesis is, it's a chsarn in the shlichus. That was Reb Chaim's tli, and that's tali on this machlekes, Rashi and Tesis, you could say, if the chsarn is mitzad the mishalach, the oinish, shabalti shalai yishmalai, or it's a chsarn in the guf ha-shlichus. The maisa, Reb Asher was machriya, that it's zikr chsar and shlichos like the Basha of the Gemara in Shliach Dvar Avera. I, what's pshat in Tosis over here? As if Basha wanted to learn different than Reb Chaim, with another big yisayv in shlichos. That shlichos is not just on the ma'isa. The Chassam Sefer says in Shulis Reish Aleph, shlichos has to chal klapi something. As the shayla in Tosis is, do you look at each shlichos, the shlichos on the Kedushin, the shlichos on the Malchus, as two different shlichosim, or do you look at it as one shlichos? If you look at it as one shlichos, the whole thing is batal. If you look at it as two different shlichosim, one could be chal without the other one. So it's a big, you say this in Yane Shlichos that come out of this Nakuta. Okay. Because that was another Nakuta. One more Nakuta we want to see in the Sugya is Gavaldi Yechidish of Reb Shmuel, the Zecher Yitzchak, Mitzel Mikhanovich, that there's a big chilek between Shlichos on a Maisa and Shlichos on a Chalois, the Indian Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Rashi in Chagiga on Daf Yuram Ebei says that when, so you send someone to do Mila, and it was Nisgar HaMeshalach, the Meshalach is not Moil because he's Mevatel the Shlichus. Anan Sadi, that if he would, then he's Mevatel the Shliach. As you see, Bittel Shlichus helps by Inyane Mihila. So Shmuel, the Zecher Yitzchak, say that L'choira, this should be Tali on what the gather of Shlichus is. They declare what would be if you would send someone according to Shammai, Allah is Yeshliach Ludvar Aveira by Ritzeach. As what would be if you would send someone as a Ritzeach to kill someone, and then you would want to be Mevatel and Shlichus, would it help? Because they want to be Mechadish, that it wouldn't help. Why? Because what's the Yisoid of Shlichus? The Yisoid of Shlichus is the Minui, the Tzivui. I told him to do it for me. Lemaise, he's doing it for me. As if he's doing it for me, he's still a Shliach. As what does it mean, I'm a Vatal the Shlichus? It's like you shoot an arrow, and then you come back and you say, I don't want it. But you shot it already. It's out. You did it. As when you sent it to do it, he's going because of you. How is it Shaykh Bittel Shlichus? I, the Gemara says, Bittel Shlichus helps. When do you find Bittel Shlichus? Because over here, there's two Nuschais. The Nusach of Reb Shmuel is, Bittel Shlichus is you mevatel the koyach to do the kinyan. Because in order to do a kinyan, you need the koyach from the Bailam to do the kinyan. As Bittel Shlichus is by kinyanim, that you need the koyach to do the kinyan. That was the Mahalach of Reb Shmuel. Rav Asher changed it to the more mere nusach of Nochum's Torah, that you mevatel the das that you have, that the chalais kinyan should be chal for you. Thus is the yisoid of Bittel Shlichus. And there's a starker makor, because the Gemara in the beginning of Ha'omer compares Bittel Shlichus to Bittel Kinyan la'acha lavet. And there, l'chayr, the Bittel's in the das, not in the koyach. So that's more mashma like this kibbutz. So they say, if you could be mevatel shliach by mila, it's totally if mila shlichus al maisav or shlichus al chalois. If you need das to shaft the chalois, that was another big yisur. Okay, the last nakuda we want to touch on is that we started the sugi with a chakira, we never got back to it. Now we'll go back to it. The Chassam Sefer and the Noi Debi Yehuda both have tshuvas where they have an interesting clear. If you hold Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira, the Gosugis are talking about it here, where it's an Aveira to the Shliach and an Aveira to the Neshama. Mazik, Ritzicha. But what would be it here where it's an Aveira to one of them and not the other one? What would be the Aloha? But where do you have it here where it's Aveira to one and not the other? They say, by Eshesish, it's mutter to the Baal and also to everyone else. By Truma, it's mutter to the Kayin and also to everyone else. That's what would be, it's an Aveira to one and not to the other. What would be the Allah? As the Sam Sefer says, it's Tali rock on the Shliach. And the Neidim Yehuda says, it's Tali rock on the Meshalach. So we saw that Fikir Yam says, it's Tali Shlucha Shalom. Kemaisai, the Shliach's goof is Kemeshalach or not. The Oilam came over and asked, this is what we have to come back. They asked very well. The Rai of the Neid of Yehuda to his Yisoid is from the Gemara in Bamitziah, Yuram in Beis. The Gemara says, Ish Sha'oma Le'isha Akvali, that you should be makiv someone, you should cut the hair off Be'isr. If there is Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira, he would be Chayiv. Ayi Isha's mutter to be makiv. The daimel is there. A koyin sha'ama liyisrael lekadish isha grusha. If there would be yeshliach l'dvar aveira, you'd be chayiv. A state the night of Yehuda, you see, it's tali. It's an aveira to the mishalach, even though it's not an aveira to the shliach. That's what the oilam asks, which is really the raya of the night of Yehuda connected to some sefer. As how would the some sefer answer? As luchayra the kibun is ba'oyven zeh. It's cholik biyisayda. That when you do a Maisa HaKofa, when the Isha is doing a Maisa HaKofa, she's doing an Aveira. It's an Aveira to be Makif HaRosh. Just the Torah gave a Ptur on the Gavra that the Gavra doesn't get an Oynish for. And it's not Asa for them. But Be'etzem, it's a Maisa Aveira. She's doing HaKofa HaRosh on a man. It's being that she's doing HaKofa on a man, she's doing a Pu'ula, which is a Maisa Aveira. Hu adin, when you're mekadesh a grusha for a kayin, as the kedushin is being chal for a kayin, as you're doing a maisa aveira, just there's a din on the gabu who does the kedushin that he doesn't get menesh for doing it. But lamaisa, the maisa is a maisa avera. Masha enki, when an ish is baal ishtoi, it's not the it's in, he's doing a maisa ishis ish. It happens to be it's his wife. Yep. I was like, ishis ish. That's not bias ishis ish. Etzem, he's doing a bias isser. Grad, it happens to be his wife. Does his nish can be his ish his ish. When a kohen eats chuma, Etzem, he's doing an aveira. Grad, there's a ptura on the gav. Does his nish can aveira? Does his fakir? Does the mitzvah of chuma? As a vada, there's some sefer will be made in this year of the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Because in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, the pula that's happening is an aveira. There's a hakafis arosh. There's a grusha marrying a kayin. The needin was only in Tziyurim that for one person it's an aveira, and for one person it's b'chlal not a ma'is aveira. Then there was a tzad, and it should be different. That was the, just to finish up, a lot of people asked the question, so to finalize that nikud, that's the way to get out of it. Gavir Rabba, come on, Efshali Yashem.
By the Isha, she's going to be up by the man, it's not her husband.
Then it's a nice listen, for sure. But the Shaila was the other way, when it's Mesiach is back to her husband, being that it's Kilu, her husband's doing it, then it's not an Avera. That's Kibbutz the Moyach of the Maid of Yehuda. The Maisa, we said that you could say an overall Svara, which is a Chiddush, but Chora Svara, Bishmaka Svara, that you always have to look at the Maisa the way it is in the Shliach. Even though the Maisa is Mesiach is back to the Mishalach, the Gedr Shabbai is, whatever the Shliach does is Mesiach is back to the Mishalach. But because it's Mesiach is back to the Mishalach, therefore you're going to be mefarish that the Maisa is a different Maisa. The Shliach was born on the Eishis of the Mishalach. You're going to say, being that Klapi the Mishalach, it's his wife, because it's not a Bias Aveira, the fact that the Shlichus can't change the Maisa that's happening. The void of Maisa Mishachas means it goes back. That would have been a Mokum for a Svara. That in Disiurim, Zichana, in the Gemara and Bamitzi, you're not changing the Maisa. The Maisa is Be'etzim a Maisa Aveira, the tourist Mitzah de Gavra. But over here, where the Maisa itself is not a Maisa Aveira, if you can't say it goes back, it changes, or when it is a Maisa Aveira, it goes back and it's Maisa Aveira. As Yassas HaMaisa doesn't change this, I would have been a Shana Svara ding on Kilo the Chakira of the Achroinim. What with this, maybe that's Pshan in one of them. That's why it's the Chassam Seigel, it's not Tali in the Mishalach, it's always Tali in the Shliach.
So when the Shliach is doing, when he's being by the Eishas and the Shalach, that's like the case of Yom Kisir, because there he's doing the Maisa there?
Yeah. That's what you would say. Okay, as thus is the Iker, and when you say this in the Sugya of Shliach Lidvar Aveira, it's good to chazer it over, to get it klar. Moshe Rabbeinu actually gave Shia four times over. The Marner of Nun Dalit says that was the Seder. Nishtavar, that the Magid Yisur were not willing to do it, but it would be a problem of Bochum falling asleep in that. Alavai. But it's good to chazer over, to do it over. It's the ikashtaiding is when you go to the sugya, you chazer it over, it goes in different. Every time you chazer it over, vayim shamaya tishmo, it goes in different. And it's a key point also for the shtaiding, because the tiefer it goes in, the more it's mashpia on the person. The more you chaz it over night city, you chaz it over on Shabbos, the sugya goes in with a different kinyan, it has a different hashpah. Speaking to Choshuva Oilam, you speak it over, you handle it over. Every time you handle it, it goes in deeper and deeper. It's not like you think you're saying the same thing. Im Shamaya, Tishma. Every time you hear it, goes in deeper. Hashem, we will say you have to do it. He did tshuva for all the times we didn't chassid over during the years. He did one tshuva this year.
Okay.
And, okay. As Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish Zen Nen and Zen Nishchai. So we will chassid a little bit. Also, we'll go a little bit deeper. You have to see what the suffix of Taisis is and other pratim in the sukkah.